About the halachot of Pesach, a lot of the halachot to do with Pesach are halachot to do with before Pesach, as much as they are to do with Pesach itself. So, what I want to just spend a little bit of time this evening looking at is the Issur of Matzah on Erev Pesach. Everybody, hopefully, is aware that there's a prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, but want to try and understand exactly what the parameters and the background to that is are. If you look through the Gemara, you won't find anywhere that it says that it's osur to eat a matzah on Erev Pesach. But it's a Tosfot at the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesachim, which Daf Yomi started learning this past week. So the first mission in Arvei Pesachim on Tadik Tet Amud Bet says that Erev Pesachim Samuch L'Mincha Lo Yochal Adam Asher Techshach. So you're not allowed to eat anything on Erev Pesach in the afternoon Samuch L'Mincha until it gets dark. So the question is, what is the nothing that you're not allowed to eat? And Tosfot, the second Tosfot, right at the beginning, says Vim Toma Ma Lo Yochal. What is it that you're not allowed to eat? If it's saying that you mustn't eat matzah in the afternoon, afil kodem nami asur. So even before the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Gedda amrinan birushalmi. So this is the source of the halacha. It's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says kol ha'ochel matzah be'erev ha'pesach. Anybody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, ilu bo'el arusato be'veit chamiv. It's like there you have intercourse with their fiancé in their father-in-law's home. And one of the things we're going to be thinking about is what sort of bizarre comparison is that, and why did they make such a graphic, almost crude comparison between the two. But in any event, it's not in the Bavli that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But Tosfot quotes it for the Yerushalmi. The Rambam paskens that way in Perek Vav of Hilchot Chametz Matzah Lacha Yud Bet, where he says Ashru Chachamim Leachol Matzah BeErev HaPesach, and he tells us Kedei Sheyeh Heker LaAchilata BeErev. So this will be clear that come the evening, this is why you're eating it, that you're not just eating it because you were looking around for a cracker, but this is your regular food, but you're eating it davka for the mitzvah. Now the Achronim, there's a Drisha that points out, we've got two other cases where we have such a heker, at least according to some of the Achronim. One is that we, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar, because we want to make a heker between the tkiot of Rashut and the tkiot of Chova. During Elul, we blow shofar. It's only a minhag to blow shofar. On Rosh Hashanah itself, it's obviously a chiyuv, so we make a distinction between them. There are also those who say that the reason why there's a mitzvah vachila on Erev Yom Kippur is for exactly the same reason as this. There should be a heker. If a person were to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, then when they fast again on Yom Kippur, it wouldn't be clear that they're fasting the Shem Mitzvah, and therefore there needs to be some sort of heker. This is a demand of the Rabbanan, and it's so that it should be clear that it's not just a continuation of your normal behaviour, but it's the Shem Mitzvah. And Misha Achal Matzah BeErev HaPesach Makin Alto Makat Mardut Ad Sheteitzei Nafsho, like any Isser Rabbanan, anything which is Asumid Rabbanan, then you get Makat Mardut, which of course in a certain sense is worse than Malkut Arbaim. Malkut Arbaim is limited. There's a maximum number you can get. Makat Mardut is different. So the Rambam Kedarakor doesn't tell us what the source is, but Tosfot's told us the source, and it's Yerushalmi there at the beginning of the 10th Perek. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ha'ochel Matzah Be'erev HaPesach, Kebal Arusato Be'veit Chamiv. Ba'abal Arusato Be'veit Chamiv, Loke, you get Malkut for such a thing. Tani Rabbi Yudah Ben Beteira Omer, Bein Chametz, Bein Matzah Asur. So you've got this problem on Erev Pesach, you can't have chametz and you can't have matzah. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, Rabbi lo hayochel, lo chametz v'lo matzah. So we see that it wasn't just a din of Rabbi Levi, but it was widely accepted not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Now this is going to be of particular relevance to us this year, and we'll talk about that a little bit at the later on in the year. But of course we've got this year, it's Erev Pesach Shechaliot B'Shabbat. So usually, you know, you clear away, you can't eat matzah the whole day, you clear away your chametz after breakfast, and that's all well and good. But on Shabbat, you need to be able to have your bimekayim, your suda, and you're a bit stuck. You can't have bread because it's chametz after a certain time, and you can't have matzah the entire day. So what are you going to make your suda shniyah, and certainly your suda shlishit on Erev Pesach? So we'll come to that as we go through these makorot. Now, what's this strange comparison with Boel Arusaton? I suppose, in a certain sense, it's I'm only thinking of this now, but maybe this is the reason why we're learning this sugya tonight, just as we've tidied up Hilchot Nisuin. So an Arusa is relevant to that. So there's a comparison or a link between the Arusa and Pesach. So the Kolbor says, "Va'ashru chachamim lochar berev haPesach mivav shaot lemala." So this is first thing that's very important. The Kolbor said that the issa of eating matz on erev Pesach only applies from vav shaot lemala. What's significant about vav shaot lemala? Vav shaot lemala is of course when midoraita you've got the issa chametz. So the Kolbor's understanding it that at the time of Isur Chametz, then you also have the Isur Matzah. But before that, whilst you can still eat Chametz, you can also eat Matzah. Which, according to the Kolbor, that would at least solve some of our problems on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbat. You can make your whole house Pesach, Dick. You know, we'll talk about it. How, you know, our minhag is that we keep over some Chametz to use as Lechem Mishnah. But in actual fact, according to the Kolbor, that wouldn't be necessary. You could have Friday night, you could have matzah, and Shabbat morning for breakfast, you could have matzah. So long as you don't eat any matzah after Shah Shishit. And if you eat matzah, now this is again an important point. Okay, so matzah that you can be yotzei with, matzah that you can be yotzei with, that's what you're going to be, is going to be osa. But matzah that you won't be yotzei with isn't going to be osa. So the question comes up, you will see this in the Rama, but, you know, first thing is egg matzah ashira. So matzah ashira is, you're definitely not yotzei with that at the Seder. Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashira at all. And maybe one day we'll have a shir on matzah ashira. Sfardim do, but Sfardim also, they're not yotzei with it at the Seder. So you can eat matzah ashira, or Sfardim at least can eat matzah ashira in the afternoon. There's a question about Ashkenazim and eating matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. We won't deal with that certainly at this point, but matzah shira you could eat. What about other types of matzah? So what about matzah she'ena shemura? Okay, the din is on Seder night you have to have matzah shemura. You have to have matzah which has been guarded either from the time of the katsira or the time of the tachina, or the time of the lisha. It's all machloket in the Rishonim, but certainly it needs to be matzah shmura. So what if you've got matzah she'ena shmura? You've got the regular Rakuzin's matzah, but it's not the shmura matzah. Okay, would you be allowed to eat that on Erev Pesach? You're not supposed to use that for the Seder. I mean, you can obviously eat it with the meal and make a kenedlach out of it, but for the mitzvot, the motzi matzah and the korech and the afikomen at the end, you can't have these matzahs because you're not yotzei with them. So would you be able to use them? Would you be able to eat them on Erev Pesach? So there's a tshuva of the Rivash, and the Rivash says you can't, because he says even though we paskin that matzah shmura means mishat katsira, nevertheless, certainly with the avad it's kosher from a later stage. So, if it's only got shmira mishat lisha, which all our matzah does have, so then b'shat hanchat you could be yotzei with it at say tonight, and therefore you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. So, okay, so fine, I understand non-shmura matzah I can't eat. What about the matzah in the blue boxes? All right, the matzah in the red boxes is the Pesachdik matzah, and the matzah in the blue boxes is the not for Passover use matzah. You buy your Rikuzin's matzah, if it's in a blue box, it says on it, not for Passover use, because it's chametz. So could you eat that on Erev Pesach? So this is a point discussed by the Poskei Zamaneinu, and they flag up two considerations. One is a practical consideration, one is a halachic consideration. The practical consideration is that even though it's, it says not for Passover use, it might very well be Pesachdik in actual fact. In terms of all, it's like things that, say may contain traces of nuts and milk. That means because, it was made within a 500-mile radius of somebody who'd once eaten a nut, or a 500-mile radius of a cow. So they don't want to get themselves sued if, there's a microparticle there of milk or nut there. So the same here, it might be chametz in terms of the machines aren't being cleaned down as regularly as they normally would be, etc., etc. It might be chametz, it might be matzah, it very well might be kasher lePesach. So in which case, then it is something you would be yotzei with. Also, the Maharil says the issue is that if it has tam matzah, the issue is not just as the Rambam says kadesha ye heker lachilata, that it should be clear that the matzah that you're eating on Seder night is l'shem matzah or l'shem mitzvah, but also that it should be clear that or there should be a freshness to the taste. You should be eating it. You should be eating the matzah on Seder night l'te'avon, and therefore, if it tastes exactly the same, so then whether it's chametzdik or pesachdik doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be prohibited. Continuing in the kolbo, ach matzah ashira yachol le'echol k'mo shekatav nun mala. Certainly matzah ashira you can have, as we've said. V'ochel lo kekubo la'rushatum b'veit chamiv, peirush. So what's the comparison? She'eino moshel brucho ma'at k'mo ha'boel la'rushatum b'veit chamiv she'tiye muteret lo la'alta v'eino moshel brucho adei taheter. So the comparison is quite simply is that this is both are cases where just a little bit of patience and what you want to do now will be mutter for you. Boil arusato, a little bit of patience, another week and you're going to be married. It'll be mutter for you. Likewise, the matzah. No, you don't need to eat it for lunch on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach for lunch, you can eat something else. The matzah will be mutter for you in the evening. So it just shows a person who can't wait, to indulge his senses. That's the comparison, according to the Kolbo. There are others who say there's a different reason for the comparison. So the same number of brachot for a kala before she becomes muteret as there are for the matzah before you're able to eat the matzah. Now this is the point of discussion. What are this seder brachot? So we know for the kala it's obviously going to be the sheva brachot. So there's sheva brachot there. The question is, what are the sheva brachot that are going to be matir the matzah? So this is discussed a bit in the Rishonim. If any of you have got Rav Kasha's Haggadah Shlema, so the Haggadah Shlema, he's got a piece on this and he brings down various shitot as to what the brachot are. But if you count through the brachot, you'll find you've got, so you start with Kiddush. So you've got Borei Pri HaGafen, you've got Kiddush, you've got Shehecheyanu. Then you've got, after that, you've got the Karpas, which is another bracha. Okay. According to some, of course, you've got a bracha on the Netilat Yadayim. That's the sheet of the Gra. But generally speaking, we don't have that. Then you've got the bracha v'ashega alanu at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of the Magid. Then you've got Ashkenazim have got another bracha borei pri agafen on the second kos. Sfardim don't say that. Then you've got al netilat yadayim, hamotzei, and al achilat matzah. So that's going to give you nine brachot. So that's a bit of a head scratcher. So either you can add another two brachot and say you've got the Birkot Erusin as well, and that'll make everything tally up to nine, or you're going to have to lose two brachot. Well, you can lose the bracha of second bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, and the question is, what other bracha are you going to lose? So you could maybe lose the Shehecheyanu, because the Shehecheyanu is not intrinsic, or you could maybe lose the bracha of Borei Pri HaTamah, because it's only Kadesh Yishalu HaTinokot, or you could say Hamotzi and Hamotzi and Achilat Matzah, one bracha. You need to be a little bit creative, but you can get to seven brachot there. So the Kolbo says that's the comparison. Okay, now the Kolbo said the Issa Achilat Matzah applies from Vav Sha'ot, which is when the Issa Achilat Chametz applies midoraita. The Rosh in the third perek, Simon Zion says, quotes the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Levo Mehachel Matzah Bevra Pesach Kvala Rushatul Vechamiv, Vabala Rushatul Vechamiv Lokev, Venireh Davke Mizman Isor Chametz Ve'elach. So it would seem that the Rosh is actually bringing it a bit earlier. In terms of Zman Isor Chametz, he hasn't said Zman Isor Doraita, so presumably it means from the time that we can't eat Chametz, which is the end of the Sha'a Revi'it, the end of the fourth hour into the day. So Sofzman Achilat Chametz is the Sofzman Achilat Matzah also on Erev Pesach. We're going to see we don't paskin like that, but again, it's going to be important to know these shitot. If we look at the Bach in some Tafayin Aleph, so the Bach quotes the Rokeach, Mashma T'chol Hayom Asur. In actual fact, this Issa applies the entire day. V'chein mashman elbasim taf mem dalad, b'an hagat rashi v'od, kevan de mistama kama erev pesach, mashma kol hayom. So the lashon in the Yerushalmi is b'erev ha-pesach. Erev ha-pesach would imply the entire day. Achein yireh yotenach on fiatam, da'inu asole mechatzot, da'hat ta'amo mishim bo'el arusato. But the Bach is saying that maybe we could argue it differently and should say that the Issa will actually only be from Chatzot because of the comparison with Boel Arusator. V'zein shayach elam zman Issa chametz. Dekeman d'ne'esar b'chametz v'adayin zman matzah lo higia havalei ka'arusa d'ne'esar alakol v'adayin zman nisuei ba'ala lo higia aval kodim zman Issa chametz lo dami la'arusa. So again, focusing on this comparison with the Arusa, what's the Arusa? The Arusa is a person who's in a state of limbo. Okay, she's mukudeshet, which means she can't be intimate with anybody, but she's not yet muteret labala. So here also, a person is before Sha'a Revi'it, or before Chatzot, you know, whatever it is, you know, they're allowed to have chametz. So they're not in that situation of being, stuck in a no man's land. It's only after the Zman Issa Chametz that you're stuck in that no man's land. I.e., you can't have chametz, and also you can't have matzah. But if you can have chametz, then it's not a no man's land. And the comparison indicates that it needs to be a no man's land. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'kodem Sha'a Sirit, Mutar lechol matzah shira, va matzah sheyotzim balayla, asurim lechol kol yom arba asar. Right, so you can't eat it the entire day. If you look at the Mishnah Brura says, Hayrumei Amud HaShachar. Okay, so the daytime of Erev Pesach. Yeshna Agim Shelo Lechol Matzah Mirosh Chodesh. The Katru Achronim De Matzah Nefucha or Kefula. Afshe Machmin Ba Lechashvak Chameis Kimvua Besim Tafsa Machalef Mikol Makom Asol Achila Me Amud HaShachar Ve'elach. Tvichla Matzah Hime Ikar Hadim. So you've got certain types of matzah that, you know, people won't eat on Pesach. If you have handmade matzahs and you've got matzah kefula, means it's been folded over, so you're worried that maybe it never baked properly and maybe it had a chance to become chametz. So it's not really chametz. You know, really it is matzah. It's just, you know, we've got a little bit of a chashash somewhere. So we don't eat it on Pesach, but it's not really chametz, and you know, lichora, it probably is matzah. So just bear with me a moment. So the Mishnah Brura says, you know, it applies me'amud hashachar. But having said that, there are achronim who say that it's prohibited at night. Rav Eliashiv felt that it should apply at night. The briskers say it doesn't apply at night. Where do they bring their raya from? Oh, they bring their raya from the Manishtana. So what do we say in Manishtana? We say, Shebchol Halelot Anu Ochlin Chametzu Matzah. Okay, if there was an Isser of Matzah on the night of Erev Pesach, it wouldn't be Shebchol Halelot, Shebchol Halelot Chutz Mi One Night Anu Ochlin Chametzu Matzah. So this is going to be important, for this year. I mean, usually we talk about it in the context of hotels. You know, people are going to hotels. I don't think anybody's going to hotels for Pesach this year. But in a year when people go to a hotel for Pesach, so if Erev Pesach is Shabbat, you know, the hotel don't want challah rolls knocking around the place on Erev Pesach. So certainly in the night time, you could have matzah as your lechem mishnah. Have matzah as your lechem mishnah at the night, and that would work. That would work fine. In the daytime, you then got a question. You know, the rishonim and achronim are paskening that there's no issa first thing in the morning, but the Mishnah Berurah is paskening that that there is. Also, there are achronim who bring down the minhag. Mishnah Berurah brings down the minhag of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh. It's interesting that I grew up with the minhag of not eating matzah from Purim. But that doesn't, Rav Moshe Feinstein makes reference to it in a tshuva, but it doesn't seem to, none of the other achronim mention it, as far as I'm aware. They all mention the minhag of not eating it from Rosh Chodesh. That's a minhag ba'alma. If you look in Halichat Shlomo, of Piskei Halacha of Rosh Hashanah, Simon Orbach, so he speaks about what to do on an army base, where they've made the base Pesach dik, and now, you know, come 2-3 days before Pesach, you know, they don't want any chametz brought onto the base. What are you going to do for Shabbat? I said, yeah, okay, you know, so you'll have matzah. It's min hadin, it's only on Erev Pesach. Everything else is a minhag, and if the circumstances change, so then the minhag is not binding under those changed circumstances, and you don't need to do hataret nadarim. Let's just look back at the Ramah and just see a couple more interesting points here. So he said you can't eat matz on Erev Pesach. Katan sheinu yodeh mashem sapprim ba'layla mitziyat Mitzrayim mutar la'achilo. So a katan, a young child, you can give them matzah on Erev Pesach. If they don't understand what the Haggadah's about, then they can eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So this, again, would be an interesting lomdus in its own right, but the whole question of the relationship between achilat matzah and Tziat Mitzrayim, the Rama is clearly linking the two. It's not saying that, you know, a child who doesn't understand what the matzah, you know, why we're eating matzah on Pesach. It's a child who doesn't understand Mashem Saprim Balayla Tziat Mitzrayim. That's, if you can't understand what matzah is about, and the story of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, at least in its most basic terms, then there's no Isra of Achilat Matzah on Erev Pesach. V'yesh Nagin Shelo Lachal Chazeret Be'erev Pesach, K'dei La'echol Maro L'Te'avon, V'chein B'yom Rishon Shel Pesach, K'dei La'echol B'lel Sheini L'Te'avon. So some people don't have lettuce on Erev Pesach or first day Yom Tov, so that it will be fresh for them at the Seder. Some people don't have much matzah on the first day. So you should, I mean, I always have a good appetite for the charoset. Favorite bit. But you don't need to worry about such minhagin. Now, here's the other question that comes up in a practical sense. So some people are careful not to sort out the matzot or break them up, turn them into crumbs to make your kenedlach with whatever on Erev Pesach. Shelo lavo lechol mehem. Ve'ein lachush gam laseh. That you don't need to worry about either. Matzah shenefa ketikana. So you've got matzah that was properly baked. You've got matzah. V'yachar kach nitpararav nilosha b'yayin v'shemen. And then it was crumbled up and mixed with wine and oil, whatever, made into some sort of paste. Eina nikret matzah ashira v'asura lo'ochla b'erev Pesach. This is not regarded as matzah ashira, and you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Now, why is this not regarded as matzah ashira? Because at the end of the day, actually, if you ate it like that on Pesach, you would be yotzei with it. In terms of essentially, this is still, and the bracha for it is still hamotzi. This is essentially still matzah. You've just, you know, mixed in a lot of other stuff with it, but it's real matzah. However, the Achronim bring down that if, however, it was cooked, so then it would have a din of matzah shira. So let's say you make kenedlach. So kenedlach, you use matzah meal and eggs and oil and salt and pepper, whatever. And then you cook it. So then it's got the din of matzah shira, and you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach until Shah Sirit, until Samuch Lemincha. The question is, what if it's cooked but not mixed with the other things as well? So now it's not matzah shira. Matzah shira is by definition something which is a richer matzah. In terms of, you know, regular matzah, it's lechem oni, it's very basic. Whereas matzah shira is, if you like, an enhanced type of matzah. It's a sweeter type of matzah. So I understand if I've taken my matzah and mixed it up with oil and eggs and then boiled it, so it's matzah shira. What will be the din if I just boil it and don't mix it with other things? Am I going to be, am I allowed to eat that on Erev Pesach or not? So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva on that in Yabia Omer Chelek Vav Simon Lamed Tet. And he proves at some length against a few other achronim that matzah mevushelet has got a din of matzah ashira, meaning that it's that you're not yotzei with it at the Seder, and it will have the same status as matzah ashira. Seeing as you're not yotzei with it at the Seder, so therefore you can have it on Erev Pesach. Why are you not yotzei with it at the you're not yotzei with it at the Seder? Because it hasn't got the tam matzah that it needs to have. So in actual fact, according to Rav Avadia, if you wanted on Erev Pesach, you know, at lunchtime, you could crumble up matzah and put it, certainly, you know, probably have to put it in a kli rishon to give it the din of being mevushal. that you could, you know, put it in chicken soup on the stove. Not on Shabbat, you couldn't do this, but during the week, you could put it in the chicken soup on the stove and then eat it. Or you could soak it, you could boil it up in hot milk and make some sort of Pesach thick porridge out of it and eat that, you know, Erev Pesach for lunch. And if it was cooked like that before Shabbat, then you would be able to eat it on Shabbat as you know, for one of your su'udot. So those are the questions. But certainly the minhag is, the din is that you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach during the day. The night you can, and certainly I remember, you know, last time Pesach was fell out this way, I remember somebody in my shul who's with hyperactive kids, you know, they were terrified of having chametz in the house on Erev Pesach when they Pesach-dicked the house. So I said, listen, you know, in the night you can use matzah, and in the daytime my recommendation was actually to use matzah ashira for the suitors. That's, yes? Okay, you lost me for 10 seconds. I don't think you missed... Okay, I don't think... I'm not sure what you lost, but really just summing up at this point. You know, so you've got, on the night of Erev Pesach, you can use matzah. On the day of Erev Pesach, a good eitzah for the... you know, for the Suda on Shabbat is to use matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is like, you know, perhaps like a challah, you know, will be matzah ashira. You know, kviat Suda, once you're koveya Suda on it, it's true, it's got a din of, might have a din of borei minimus or not, but if you're koveya Suda on it, then it's going to have a din of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And, you know, it's not chametz. Ashkenazim don't eat it. Certainly for Sfardim, there's no question at all. But Ashkenazim don't eat it, but it's not chametz. Then there's a question, you know, in the Achronim, you know, when on Erev Pesach can you eat matzah ashira? Some say that you can't eat it after Zman Issa. That's the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Nod Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion you can eat it till Chatzot. The Aruch HaShulchan believed that you could eat matzah ashira the entire day. That's the question revolves around the Rama that's, I think, in Taf Samach Aleph, that says that, you know, we don't have matzah shira, so you can't eat it. Question is the Rama saying, because we don't have matzah shira, that you can't, therefore you can't eat it? Or is he saying, no, that's, we don't have matzah shira, and you're not allowed to eat it, even if you were to have it? The Aruch HaShulchan understands that the Rama means that, seeing as we don't have matzah, we Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira on Pesach, then there's no point making egg matzah just for, you know, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if you've got a Sfardi next door neighbour who's got matzah shira, then you can eat it. So the Aruch HaShulchan would be happy with you having matzah shira for Sudash Shishit on Erev Pesach. That's the point of Machloket amongst the Achronim. Okay, we're going to stop here for this evening.